a recent headline I saw in an interview I watched with actress Eva Mendez, who, if you don't know, she is the, quote, partner of actor Ryan Gosling and the mother of his two children. They have two kids together, two daughters, actually, age 9 and 7. And she has had her own career. They met back in 2011 when they were both acting together in Place Beyond the Pines. She was his co-star. And this couple, again, not that we agree with the way they've gone about things, it's believed to be that they're still not married. There was a point in 2016 where actress Eva Mendez commented that she thought marriage was old-fashioned and archaic, which I just find so much irony to, especially because she's a mother and she's also shared she's someone who stepped out of the workforce to care for her children full time. I just find it so ironic that a parent can say they don't believe in marriage, yet have children and be dedicated to her children. Because here's the deal. When you say you don't believe in marriage, you're saying that you're not going to show your children commitment to their other parent for the rest of their life. You're saying that you're not willing to show that fidelity, that commitment, that togetherness to them. And you could say, well, we're going to stay together. We're partners. We don't have to have the confines or the label of marriage. It's old fashioned. As Eva Mendez commented, it was for property rights and these other things. No, marriage was for the sake and continues to be for the sake of children, of protecting spouses, especially the wife, and the great gifts and good that are given to her as mother and honor of the children and the family unit that is meant to edify and support and stay in this committed relationship. And what a great gift to give vows of love and fidelity to your spouse, that you'll be there no matter what, and for your children to know that. There's so many wounds from children today who saw the infidelity of their parents, the breaking up of marriages, the lack of marriage to begin with. So I do find those comments silly, but what I do want to look at is some of the interesting and even neat comments that she's made, or that we could even discuss a little bit regarding being a full-time mom, stepping out of her career, the challenge she makes to make sure that her partner and father of her two daughters, Ryan Gosling, sees his work as his job that he does very well, but that he needs to come home after. I want you to hear a little bit of a recent interview she did talking about how she's a full-time mom to her two girls, age 9 and 7.
Unfortunately, or fortunately, there's only one Ryan. So, you know, I pretty much stopped acting after that.
Leaving the big screen for her new role as full-time mom.
It was like a no-brainer. I'm so lucky. And I was like, if I can have this time with my children, and I still worked, I just didn't act, because acting takes you on locations, it takes you away. It was almost just like a non-verbal agreement that it was like, okay, he's gonna work and I'm gonna work. I'm just gonna work here.
Acting is something that, you know, I will always love. It's just like now that I have children, I'm kind of extreme.
I love that comment. Now that I have children, I'm extreme. What's extreme? The adverse lifestyle of someone in 2024 actually choosing to stay home with their children and considering that to be work. And again, she's probably working on other projects on the side. She made it clear that acting itself was something that wasn't family friendly, and she was going to be physically present. She was going to be there around her kids. And this was interesting to me as well, because I was at the grocery store last week. I was getting ready for Holy Week and for all the festivities leading into Easter. And I was riveted by an encounter I had when I was walking through the store. There was this woman, probably in about her 50s, with her own mother, who is much older, who she was helping to do some grocery shopping. And the two were shopping together. She was helping her mom navigate all the things that she needed on her list. And I had my two little girls with me, and the older woman comes up and grabs me by the waist, hugs me, and she says, "Your girls are lovely. They're beautiful. How old are they?" She says, "You're very blessed." And so we talk a little bit about their ages, and we keep bumping around each other in our small local grocery store over and over again. And eventually I bump into the daughter, and the daughter ends up sharing with me that her mom for many years had been a kindergarten teacher and that she loves children. And then the older mother, who she's helping do all her grocery shopping, comes up to me again asking how old the girls are. And not remembering all the conversations we had had. And so she's re-asking some questions. And then she asks, are your girls in school? And my kids are only 3 and 1. And there's always so much criticism when you answer that question about what's being done with your kids. And knowing that she was a school teacher as well, I didn't know how the conversation would go from here. And so I looked at her and I said, no, my girls are home with me. And she stops in her tracks, looks at me, stares me straight in the eyes. Long, awkward pause about 10 seconds later. Looks over at my girls, stares at both of them, looks at me again and gives me an up down. I'm thinking, oh dear, here we go. I'm just wondering what will happen. And after this long, awkward pause and appraisal, she said, that's very good. You're very good. That's rare. Your children are very blessed. And I was startled by her response after the long pause and the interaction. And then she looks at me and she says, that's a privilege today. She wasn't saying that it was a privilege to stay home, because we continued the conversation. She said, that's a privilege for children to have their mom present. She said, that doesn't happen a lot today. Well done. She said, it's very rare to hear. And I said, when she said privilege, I always cringe, because when people today say it's a privilege to be able to be a stay-at-home mom, I do cringe, because it's not a privilege. Because people say that thinking like, oh, you're privileged because you can afford it, or you're privileged because you have a spouse who supports you. We can dive into a lot of those topics, and they're important conversations to have. Anyone who chooses to be a stay-at-home mom, anyone who chooses to raise their children full-time, is making a sacrifice. And yes, there can be financial means and circumstances and spouses that are more or less supportive. And there have been wives for generation who have stood their ground, even sometimes without their spouse's support, and have stood their ground in the importance of being home and present with children, even to the point of making sure they're working part-time jobs on the side or taking jobs that are more family-friendly so that they can be the one to drop their kids off at school in the morning and pick them up in the afternoon. And so I hate this argument of privilege, because I know people are looking and saying, oh, well, of course, actress Ava Mendez can stop acting to raise her children with actor Ryan Gosling. Of course, she can afford to not get married and say that she hates marriage as an institution and then raise her children. But at the end of the day, just like anyone else who chooses to be a full-time mom, anyone else who chooses to raise their children, they're making a sacrifice. Whether it's sacrificing a very lucrative and very prestigious career, such as in the case of Ava Mendez, she sacrificed the fame. And yes, you could arguably say she still has the fame with her husband being Ryan Gosling, but she did. She sacrificed some of her reputation. You can sacrifice financial means. I was talking to a friend earlier, and she said, we do what we can to live in Southern California. We don't go out to eat. We don't do anything extra. We have the simple car. We don't spend the money to fix up our yard. We actually hardly care for our yard because we hunker down the expenses. And I'm with my kids and I love it. It's interesting because I find in conversations today with a lot of people who've been there, done that, already raised their kids. Their kids are grown and older and they raised their kids. They were home. But then they look at the current generations who are in the thick of raising children, and it's almost like it's not something they believe the younger generation can do. Like, oh, that must be really hard to stay home. And it is. It's challenging. But almost as if you should just give up. You must really be suffering. You must be oppressed to be home. And it's only people who are, quote, privileged, like actress Ava Mendez, the, quote, partner to actor Ryan Gosling, parent of their kids, that can stay home. I think we've got to shake our mindset out of this idea that it's only privileged people that get to be with their kids. Everyone makes sacrifices to be with their children. Some more than others, or I think you could say some different than others. And as women, it's important that we see our career is not our greatest work. And I would argue that that's something that Ava Mendez does understand. While she obviously gets the idea surrounding marriage wrong, she does get the importance of children and being present to them. And Here's another interesting thing. There was a tweet that went out after the Oscars because her husband, Ryan Gosling, who played Ken, gave a performance at the Oscars. And after the performance was over, Eva Mendez put a tweet up about how, okay, you did your job, great job, but now come home and help put the kids to bed, essentially. And listen to this. Here's a little bit of commentary from the interview on it.
And no surprise, Ava was all for his I'm Just Ken performance at the 2024 Oscars, as long as he made it home before bedtime.
Did his job. He just happens to be really good at his job. And he did, and he came home.
And actually, you posted on Instagram, you're like, hey, great performance, now come home because it's bedtime.
Because that's what it's about. You go, you do your job the best you can, and then you come home.
There are just a few thoughts I have on that. I think in some respects, someone could argue, okay, he's here at the Oscars. He had a great award-winning movie in participating in Barbie, and maybe you shouldn't have rushed him home. Okay, that's another debate in and of itself. People might say she's trying to weigh in and take some of the fame. What I saw, I think the positive take on this is that Eva Mendez saying, great job. She's supporting him publicly. But hey, your greatest job you're doing is here at home with these kids. Make it home for bedtime. And I like that she says he did his job. He's really good at his job. And now he came home and he was there with the kids. And that's what's important. And again, I don't want to get into someone could say that's territorial or there's a lack of balance in their relationship. But what I got from that message, and I think is a really important message for all of us to hear, whether you're a man or a woman, whether you're a man out there working, your career isn't your greatest work. People, your relationships, the good person and virtuous person you are, the children that you raise, the way you do your work is what is great, not the work itself as giving you value. And same with women who are home choosing to raise their children. Your work isn't in the job you're out there doing. Your greatest contribution to the world are those children and the good people that are being created. This entire episode of Trending with Timory is on the Relevant Radio app. The Relevant Radio app is completely free and updated daily with fresh articles, podcasts, and prayers. Don't delay, download the app today, and thanks for listening.